Got this note from Sue and Danny. A couple of weeks ago, I was listening to Heidi, and Heidi wanted to know what we were doing to enjoy winter more. So I made some windshield boxes from Dog Biscuit Box and an not-too-old wine box I had hanging around. So I am excited to tell you about it, but I thought I'd wait and see if it did what I was wanting it to do. So the rabbits, chickadees, nuthatches, jays, pine grosbeaks love the one in the feeder, and the additional bunnies and deer like nosing around on the ground shelter. The funny thing is it doesn't attract the squirrels. It's been fun watching them warm up in the boxes, even our visiting deer nudge it. Thanks for making this time of year even more exciting. Another set of pictures will follow. Well, she sent along several pictures of how well these little shelter boxes worked. So you take a little box. You open up the side and you put it in your feeder or on the ground near your feeder, and you put some seeds inside, and the birds really like it. So try it out yourself. Thanks, Sue and Danny. Nice to hear from you. One from our good friend Joel, who lives down in Mattawa. I used to say Mattawa, but I talked to somebody who lives down there and they said it's Mattawa. So Joel lives near Park Lake in the vicinity of Mattawa, and he sent along this note. He says, January turned out colder than average here near the shores of Park Lake in Carlton County, with an average temperature of 2.6 degrees Fahrenheit. To put this in perspective, the average monthly temperature here for the last 31 years was 7.5 degrees Fahrenheit. The highest average was 20.9 degrees in 2006, and the lowest was 5.5 degrees in 1994. But what really stands out this year is the difference between the first and second halves of the month. The average temperature for the first 15 days of January was 14.9 degrees, and for the last 16, it was minus 8.9. The high temperature of 38 occurred on the 4th, and the low of 40 of minus 40 on the 31st. It was also minus 40 here on January 31st, 1996. But in 1996, it was the start of a string of five consecutive days with temperatures of minus 40 or colder. January was also dry, with just 6.7 inches of snow compared to the average snowfall of 13.1 inches. After complaining all December and early January about the lack of numbers and diversity at the bird feeders, things changed markedly here with the arrival of the cold snap. We now have good-sized flocks of goldfinches, pine siskins, red poles, and pine grosbeaks, as well as the usual chickadees, nuthatches, blue jays, and woodpeckers. I'm setting out roughly twice as much seed per day as earlier in the winter. In the last few days, I've heard woodpeckers tapping on the house, and I expect to hear a chickadee singing Phoebe and the smell of skunks soon. If we could just get another foot of snow in the next week, it might turn out to be a decent winter after all. Well, Joel, I don't know. It seems as though there's enough snow on the ground now to keep the rocks off the bottom of your skis, but I suppose another foot would be okay. I just really am not sure where I'm going to put it or what I'll do with the snow piles come June. And we got this nice little note from someone who lives near Glenn, Minnesota. He said, I was home from work today on the 30th due to the weather. I'm 3 miles north of Glenn. I happened to see my first shrike. It was a puffy gray top of the head and a full black mask. It was sitting on the top of my bird feeder stand, flew to the ground, and I thought it was fighting with another bird. Because of a snowbank, I couldn't see the ground, but it flew up a bit, a couple of times, lots of wing flapping going on, and then it flew away, probably with a vole in its beak. Quite the experience. Indeed, quite the experience. I have witnessed shrikes myself and always am fascinated by watching their behaviors. Our final report this week comes from our good friend Ed, who lives in Deerwood. He said that he had the awesome joy of being an official on the John Beargreaves sled dog race this past week, and he was up at Skyport on Devil's Track Lake, said that things had definitely improved in the 30 years or so that he's been doing this kind of work, and found the whole experience cold but invigorating. He also reported that he has a mink still cavorting around his feeder and playing in his yard. Says the squirrels get pretty upset with it and kind of chase it around a bit. He said also that there is a porcupine up in a tree near his house and has been for quite some time, quite most of the month of January. This porcupine has been up feeding in the tree near his house. And he and I did a quick rundown of birds at the bird feeder, and it's the usual crew: blue jays, chickadees, pine siskins, goldfinches, that crowd. So that's what we have for our talkback segments for this week.